Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwhack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Am I potentially shocked by seeing Strahd or no?
Yeah, I know. Like, they don't, I guess they don't know that it's me.
I mean, it depends. do you think you might expect Will to be in the form of Strahd, or what do you think? I'll leave that up to you. How do you think Rafina would react?
Well, Rafina's not actually going to look around.
Okay.
So that saves that problem.
She thinks it's them being like, look, a blimp!
Lank turns around.
Lank and Greg turn around.
Wow, this could be a spooky castle, but it's the Goodyear blimp! Woohoo!
So wait, which ones are fighting? The blue one and the purple one?
The green one attacked the purple one, The purple one casts something past you and out the door.
At Strahd.
At someone, at least, who sounds like Strahd.
Right. And that was a blue light, which is why I was confused. Okay. So,
You thought it was Kmart.
It's a blue light special! I am, let's see, wearing my cloak, so I'm going to lie on the... I'm going to, get down, crouch down really low on the floor, and sort of spin around so that I knock the feet out from under the red one.
Okay. You're going to do like a turtle, Ninja Turtle move?
Exactly. You're
gonna spin around?
And she's going to bump into the yellow one and think that the yellow one did it to her. At least that's my
hope. Oh, wow. Okay. Well, first, just give me a regular melee attack roll.
Ooh, 16.
Okay. So that hits, and now I need you to give me a... What kind of check would that be? I'll let you choose between either deception or acrobatics. Either you can physically make it happen or...
Okay, cool. Let me see what I have a good... I have a +3 for acrobatics. I think acrobatics is probably the way to go. 18.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you hit her in just the right part of the side of her knee to send her kind of sprawling. She sort of spins, and with her outstretched hand, she sort of slaps the yellow one across the face.
Yes!
And at the same time, I also want to yell to Lank, throw the mayonnaise in the cauldron!
Rafina's obsessed with the mayonnaise.
I really am.
Which is why Lank is going to ignore her.
Oh, you want me to keep talking about it? Don't you realize...
He's not even in the room. He's out looking at the blimp.
He's floating away.
If you just get rid of the mayonnaise, I'll stop talking about it. I feel like it's just so random that there's mayonnaise in that jar. I really want to know why.
And this is the perfect time to be thinking about it.
I feel like it is. It might neutralize whatever poison potion they're creating.
You assume it's poison. What if they're making mayonnaise?
Oh, no.
They got the color wrong.
That's part of the process.
It's green eggs and mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise. Nice. Yes, it is. And guacamayonnaise.
So the yellow one who just got kind of slapped, she says, how dare you? And she tries to slap her back. And she's kind of stumbling backwards, and she misses. And the one in pink, she says, what? Strahd's here? And she moves forward enough to get Strahd in view. And she says, oh, my lord!
Yes!
And then it is Nick's turn. And... he looks around. He looks so confused as to what's going on. He runs out the door to see what's going on and comes face to face with Strahd.
Uh-oh.
And
attacks me? Oh, no.
He's going to try to determine naturally whether this is Strahd or not. So give me I should have had you do this before.
A performance check.
Give me a performance check.
Yeah.
And we'll see if it beats Nick's natural insight, which is an 8.
Oh no. Okay. Yep, it's going to beat it. Wait, it's a 9, actually.
Okay.
Barely.
All right. So Nick attacks Strahd.
Oh, no.
And that is a 24 to hit.
Oh, I definitely get hit. Yeah. Oh, guys.
All right.
Oh, crap.
And that is... that's not too much. 7 piercing damage.
Okay.
Oh, jeez.
I'm going to try to think of a code.
And Nick yells, Strahd's here! Everybody!
Oh, no.
You're going to try to think of a code now?
I didn't think that anyone... I'm so used to becoming Strahd.
That's how it works.
That's how it always works with us. Man, I wish we'd thought of this sooner. The past 45 times this has happened.
We didn't exactly go into this room with any sort of plan since
we haven't gone into anywhere with any kind of plan ever.
Oh my god, I always try to have a plan. Nobody ever wants to listen to it. Oh, anyway, I am.
Do you want to try to
wait?
Think
what
of
were you talking?
You say?
Oh, just kidding.
I'm gonna try
without
to
tipping your
fend him off and be like, I'm trying to think of something that goes back, like me and Nick. Remember the Alamo. I'm just be like,
remember the windmill.
Well, yeah. Here, roll a deception check.
Okay.
To try to communicate that to him without giving it away.
Okay.
And I'm gonna have.
Dang, I can't think of. I want to role play it, but okay, cool. Deception. Oh, that's wait. Yeah, it's 20. I can't add. It's 23.
Okay. You just say. Do you want me? I can come up with something that you could say that would work.
I want to say, in a Strahd voice, but like something like, oh, Nick, don't be mad that I, and I'm going to say it in an, because he's right close to me. So it's like in a conversational tone as I'm trying to fucking fend off his attack. But like, don't be mad that that you couldn't find me when I was in the bathroom at the house, at the Durst mansion.
Okay.
Something like that. Because that they wouldn't know that Strahd
wasn't
there.
Enough that that's...
Right. But hopefully Nick will
All right,
will
let's see if he's
that.
An idiot. I'll roll for this.
Oh, no, he is an idiot.
You rolled really well, so it's probably fine.
Okay. Oh, no.
It's fine.
It's okay. It wasn't a one.
My idea was you were going to shout, Gorin, that hurt!
Oh, nice!
Yeah, but Strahd could have known who Gorin is. He did know who Gorin was.
Yes, but these freaking halflings don't.
I'm so confused that Strahd is talking about the bathroom.
Yeah, I know. I only said it to Nick. It was the first thing I could think of because Nick was there. So I was like, Nick, I'm not Strahd. This is how I'm going to say it. But
so if you suspected that this was this was Will,
Nick,
Rafina and Bathwack and Lank, you might now be a little confused.
Yeah.
And then it is the blue and the red's turns. The red one is incensed that the yellow one tried to hit her, so she's going to try to slap her back. And that misses. So they're just, like, flailing at each other madly. And the blue one is going to cast a bolt of blue energy at the purple one as well. The
Good.
One who initially cast the spell at Strahd. And that is a hit. And that deals 6 damage to the purple one. Okay. And then it is Lank's turn.
Oh, goody.
Mm-hmm.
Not entirely sure what's going on. I'm going to go attack another one of the people who I know is an enemy. The yellow one is still alive over here on the left.
Yes, she is. She's in the middle of a slap fight with the red one.
Oh, right. They're taking care of each other. I'm going to go after green.
Okay.
That is a 13 to hit.
That is a miss.
Well...
You're not poisoned anymore.
Yeah, that was a
Yep.
13 all by itself. Sure.
Got it. You sucked without any help.
Yep. Phrasing. That's an 18 to hit.
That is a hit.
Oh, goody. Mm-hmm. 9.
All right. 9 damage to Greeny. And she says, "Oh!" And the pink one shouts out, "Strahd, they're hurting us! They're trying to kill Raquel! Please make them stop!"
Raquel?
Raquel and Stella. Ooh.
And it is Will's turn.
Already? What? I just had my turn.
The next one's going to be called Zima.
Yeah, we're actually... we're
what about
along.
That thwack?
He goes after you. He blessed everyone.
But I thought I just went... oh, it's because I was talking to Nick. Okay. Well, is Nick backing off?
He looks like he is standing down, yes.
I roll my eyes at him. Like, how dare you not know that, of course, I'm disguising myself.
And then
myself.
He knows for sure that it's you, and a smile breaks out over his face.
That's all it takes. All
right, I'm going to...
you hear
to...
him mutter under his breath, "Oh, magics." not in a mad way, in an amazed, sort of impressed way.
Oh, yeah.
Magics.
Smiling. Well, I'm going to try to cast Eldritch Blast at the one that was throwing him at me, because it's like Strahd. He's a big... mm-hmm. He's a little angry.
The one that you pinned.
Shit, so he's going to... yeah. So he's going to retaliate.
Do it.
All right. 2 blasties.
2 blasties.
Right at her face.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that's a good one. That is 25.
That is certainly a hit.
This one is... oh, not uh-oh. As good. That one is 13.
Uh-oh. Miss.
All right. Here we go.
And you're still keeping Bernard out of it?
5. 6, actually. 6.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to keep Bernard out of it. I don't think that he needs to be involved. Yep.
Trying to remember our NPCs. Yeah. Gertrude is still hiding.
I don't give a shit about Gertrude. Like, Katie does. Katie was glad to find Gertrude. I've been wondering about that. Will does not give a fuck about Gertrude. Oh, well.
I will say, by the way, for most of my drafts of my Green Eggs and Ham, I was referring to her as Gertrude Bub, to rhyme with bloody tub.
Yeah.
And then on my drive home, inspiration struck. Just
very
so you know.
Good. Very good. I'm very glad that
everybody's
relieved. I wouldn't have
changed who Gertrude Bub was.
Gertrude Bub.
All right. And you stay put? Or do you go into the room?
I'm going to shout at that one just something like, "How dare you attack your master!" Or something like that. Yeah. That's okay. What I say. Not something like that.
Okay. Something like that. Got it.
Got it.
Cool. All right. She, it's her turn, and she holds her hands up. She's, I'm sorry, my lord!
Whoa!
She sort of, like, bows her head. She's, like, her nose is, like, dipped into the cauldron, basically. Like, she is sort of bowing and scraping as much as she can, being pinned against the wall.
Wow.
And the green one is just gonna try to get away from you, Lank.
Okay.
You can take an attack of opportunity if you want, but she's, like, turning tail and just sort of running against the back wall away from you.
Yeah, I'll take an attack of opportunity.
All right, go ahead.
I may miss, but...
you may.
But I won't, because that is a 26 to hit.
That's whoa. Correct. You will not miss. Make some mental...
are you adding the D4, by the way?
Strahd's armor class for the final fight.
Doesn't even matter.
Wait, would Bathwack about a D4?
You've got an extra D4. Everyone's got an extra D4 on their attacks.
Well then, instead
of
a 26,
you should have rolled that on your Eldritch Blast.
30.
Yeah,
yes, I. That is what the hell is 60? 11.
You strike Raquel with your hand axe and take out a chunk of her thigh, so she kind of limps away.
Oof.
She's bleeding profusely. And she kind of huddles down against the table where that book is.
Hmm.
And that was her turn. That was Alenta. It's not your turn. And then it's Bathwack's turn.
No one attacked me this round.
The nobody in your party was attacked this round.
Oh.
In that case...
louder.
Can't cast any of my...
louder!
Jeez.
It's like I'm already screaming at the top of my lungs.
Speak.
I'm going to throw my voice out. I'm going to rummage around in my backpack. What else are you going to do when people are attacking you?
Pull out your Lisa Frank notebook. Go on.
Yeah.
Start journaling. And,
start journaling, yeah. Today I met some strange athletes.
You guys are chopping up.
Yeah.
Chop, 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 chop. Right, and maybe it would be good. We'll see.
Okay.
Yeah.
You were rummaging around through your backpack, and you were playing along with my Lisa Frank journaling joke.
I'm trying to find the I can't remember what it looks like. It's probably some cloudy, nasty, smelly liquid. There's a vial labeled Mother's Milk somewhere at the bottom of my backpack. It's been rolling around there for a while.
Yep.
And
you're right, it is cloudy and nasty.
I really don't want to carry that around anymore, so...
Okay.
I'm going to decant it into the cauldron.
All right.
I guess I have to scoot closer to the wall because it's pinned
to
that.
Yep, it's in the purple square. It's not where it is on the map because I can't move it.
I like that we just beat them all into a corner or whatever, and then he just comes over and just pours this vial into the cauldron like a power move. Like,
I don't know what they're doing, but I'm going to mess it up or cause something horrible to happen.
Yeah.
I was thinking about like China syndrome, right? Like this is just we're gonna spill this cauldron. It's gonna leak all the way down through Strahd's coffin. Out the bottom of Castle Ravenloft. It's just going to keep going.
Through the center of the world.
Yeah, out of this plane. It's going to end up in some other plane. The ethereal plane I can't see.
Yeah, can see it.
Then you can see it. You solve the problem.
I'll finally open a breach into the ethereal plane. Yeah.
Alright, so you pour this into the cauldron and none of that happens. but as soon as it hits the surface of the liquid, the roiling, bubbling ceases immediately.
Ooh.
Just goes still flat, and it turns this kind of like light gray color.
Oh.
It's still smoking. And now it smells kind of sickly sweet.
Ooh.
Mm. Delicious. This reminds me of making maple syrup. No, wait, I never did that.
We're doing it right now.
Right. This is probably expired.
What, the mother's milk? Don't believe the label. It's always earlier than it needs to be.
All right, got that on my backpack.
What else can you empty out?
I'm out of actions.
Do you have a pile of crumpled receipts you could put in there?
In real life, yes.
All right, it's Rafina's turn.
All right.
You've successfully set the yellow and red to slapping each other. Now that you're closer to them, you're able to recognize the one who's labeled red is, her name is Monaco. And there's also Emmy is the yellow one.
Oh.
These are named after bands and awards.
All right, I want to talk to them. I'm still wearing my cape, so they can't really see me very well.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
And I say, ladies, I know what you did by the Bear Toggle River. I know! I will tell Aunt Booty.
Aunt Booty.
This is like the village witch doctor. Who is Aunt Booty?
Don't you wish you knew.
Oh. Also like, you're going to tell who?
I love it.
Unless you stop attacking us.
They've been pretty well focused on each other, and they sort of slowly stop and turn to look at you. In unison.
They look at me in unison?
Yeah.
I guess that's a thing.
Yeah, it definitely is. First of all, I said it, so it absolutely is.
That's a thing that happens.
No, usually things are scored for four parts, right? SATB. But like when you have seven parts, what is it?
It's BVD.
I'm BVD.
SATBBVD.
SED. Okay, so yes. So that's what I say!
The ones that turn to look at you, the yellow and red, the ones that are next to you, they say, Aunt? One of them says, Aunt Booty?
You know who I mean.
And their eyes are wide. with surprise, maybe, probably mainly. Not
perhaps
necessarily fear.
Confusion?
That's my greatest talent. I do have that confusion spell, don't I?
And then it is the yellow and pink ones' turns. The pink one sees that Strahd turned and tried to attack the one that had attacked him, and so she wheels on her and attempts to blast her as well.
Ooh. And I'm like, all right.
And that is a hit. And that does 6 cold damage to her. She says, "That serves you right for attacking our Lord Strahd!" And the yellow one is still staring at you, Rafina. And she looks like she's trying to, like, crane her head to try to peer under your hood.
Mm.
You're very well shrouded, but you're basically even height. Remember, these are all halfling size. You know they are specifically halflings.
Right.
Rafina. She says, who are you?
I wasn't ready for her to talk to me, man.
Alright, so you just... Do you sit in mysterious, shrouded silence?
I do. I say, do or not do. There is no try.
Oh, it's Rafina! Hi, Rafina!
I do. I sort of sit there and I smile mysteriously, even though she can't really see my smile. She can't see my smile.
Maybe she can. Maybe she can tell you're smiling. She's the hint of the corner of your mouth turning up. And it is Nick's turn. And
FYI, I just realized I had damage resistance to poison.
Okay. So you took half of that. Whatever poison damage you took.
That's fine.
Louder.
That's fine!
That's fine!
Alright, talk like that all the time.
Alright!
He doesn't realize we're only half kidding.
Yeah, really.
Alright.
Bad luck!
Strong mad, yeah. Alright, Nick, now realizing, Will, that you are Strahd, he tips the biggest wink at you that you've ever seen. And he just kind of blinks. He, apparently Nick can't wink. But you can tell he's trying to wink at you.
Seriously, he can't wink?
Yep.
Oh, Nick.
He also can't roll his tongue. And he says, "Oh, no! Strahd!" And he stumbles back. And sort of looks back and reaches and sort of sits back on his butt as if he's fallen backwards in surprise. And then it is the blue and the red one. The red one says, "Yes, who are you?" Under there. And
Aunt Booty's gonna hear about this.
She says, "Girls, this one knows who we are. She's from the Bear Toggle."
Ooh.
And
at your service, but I don't say who I am.
The blue one says, "Oh, really?" And she walks over, sort of skirting between Bathwack and Lank. Lank, she does walk within and then out of threatened range, so you could try to hit her if you would want.
Yeah, Lank's not in a good mood.
All right, go ahead and take an attack of opportunity.
Roll a 22 to hit.
Oh, that's a hit.
9 again.
All right.
I keep rolling 9s.
Suspicious.
As you smack her, she whirls to look at you and looks like she raises a hand as if to cast a spell, but then she glances over nervously at Strahd, who's clearly in view, and she's able to restrain herself from attacking you, but she looks at you with unveiled I was going to say furiosity, but that's not a word.
Hey,
fury?
It's a word now.
From this day forward.
Yeah.
Unveiled fury, yeah.
Yeah.
And then it is your turn, Lank.
Okay. Now, how much is everybody now convinced that Will is actually Strahd?
For certain, I mean, different people have different motivations right now, but it's been a good solid, I think, 2 or maybe even 3 rounds since any of them have been hostile to any of your friends.
Hmm.
Including you, who has tried to hit them still.
Yeah. Although, the way I hit her, I could have been like, oh, sorry.
My hand slipped.
Slipped on the acid. No, the poison you spat at me earlier. I'm gonna ready an action, but just see how Will manipulates the situation.
All right. Speaking of whom?
Oh, really?
It's your turn.
I'm waiting to see what they seem to know Rafina. I think that's weird. I look at my fingernails as if I'm completely disinterested, but I keep my ear canals unblocked as I listen.
Your magic, ear canals.
Magic Q-tips?
My magic. Yes! I cast Q-tips. I clean my ears.
Bathwack finally has something in common with other people biologically.
Yeah, I don't think... Okay. That lady, when she looked at me after Lank attacked her, I like, genuinely feel like I want to look like I'm not interested at all. Like, who cares? I'm above all of this. As long as nobody's attacking me, I'm fine.
Alright, so the, it's the purple and green one's turn. The purple one is still pinned behind the cauldron and, is pretty badly injured. So, she's just trying to deal with that at this point. And the one in green is trying to stay away from Lank and, is just kind of cowering there, but she's kind of trying to crane her neck around the hulking form of Batwack to see if she can catch a glimpse of Rafina there, to see if she can recognize her or figure out what's going on. But they don't take any sort of appreciable battle actions, basically. And then it is Batwack's turn.
I'm sort of surprised that they haven't been attacking. There's one pinned against the wall by this cauldron.
Yeah, the purple one. She's badly hurt and pinned.
Oh. Alright. I still don't think these guys are our friends, but can I try to upend the cauldron sort of toward the west wall?
To spill it over?
Yeah. Just like put my boot on the edge of it and haul it over. But I'd like to be prepared to kind of jump back. I don't want to get any of this stuff on me.
Okay. Yeah, give me a strength check.
Okay. Thanks. It's not a saving throw, right?
It isn't. You could make it an athletics check.
Ooh, I could? That would be even better.
He's got, like, plus 100 for that.
Yeah. It is. It says plus 100. That's good. So when I add it to the 5, it's going to be really good. It's 13.
All right. You're able to kind of tip it a little bit, and you slosh some of the now cloudy, pale gray liquid out over the edge, which... sort of spills out, and when it hits the ground, it just kind of, like, immediately pools there, and it just is still. It doesn't rush or spread, but you're not able to... This is a big, heavy iron thing full of liquid, so you're not able to get leverage to upend it, at least with your first try.
All right, so I couldn't free her either?
No.
Okay. All right, I don't think I have any other... Any other actions for now? Yeah.
All right. It's Rafina's turn, and many eyes are on you. You seem to be the object of great interest.
Mm-hmm. I don't really want to attack them because they're all so curious, but I think I'm going to do a spell. All right, I'm just going to show off. I'm feeling fancy. I'm going to call Guardian of Faith. I'm going to thunder. I'm going to yell, "What are you doing here? And where's Esmeralda? Kapooey!" And here comes the Guardian of Faith.
All right. So, this large spectral guardian hovers in an unoccupied space of your choice you can see. What space is that? Where is it? Is it right next to you?
Actually, She's going to be in that open space in the upper right-hand corner there.
Okay.
And just sort of glowering at everybody.
All right. What does she look like? Is it a she?
Yes, it is. It's Aunt Booty.
Who is, it shall be revealed, completely fictional.
Who is Aunt Booty?
Aunt Booty is the matriarch of their particular clan.
Ooh. Got it.
The Booty is clan?
I'm gonna make a booty call!
Is she like an old, wise old halfling lady? Like, or
Very wizened, but she also has very thick armor on. And okay. She has 3 or 4 cigarettes hanging out of her mouth.
That's amazing.
All right.
She wears Doc Martens.
Okay, and they all sort of look over at Aunt Booty and shrink back in fear. And specifically the pink and the yellow really just sort of shift back against the wall. Basically, this has completely taken the fight out of all of them, so we're going to be out of initiative at this point. If any of you can still, if anybody feels the need, attack them, but they're, right now at least, they're not going to be attacking you until I surprise you and say, ha-ha, they're attacking you. So yeah, they're basically all just going to try to get as far away from Aunt Booty as they possibly can.
Aunt Booty works every time. Nice. Did you manage to find...
I think he just drew Aunt Booty right now.
That's a lot of detail for him to have just driven.
It looks like some kind of phantasm thing.
I searched ghost.
I can't...
I tried Aunt Booty, but nothing came
up. I'm pretty sure you... Man, from the looks of it, you searched ghost booty.
I was thinking you searched... What's the name of the grandma on the Beverly Hillbillies? It looks like you got a top-down view of the lady from the
Granny.
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 Granny, right?
Yeah. Oh, he just Googled ghost booty. Kaka! Don't look at the Urban Dictionary.
Ghost booty.
And they spelled wipe wrong.
Ew. What?
Don't look. Greg is going to jump in the barrel again.
So yeah, they all look cowed and are shrinking away from her. There's some sort of innate primal fear they all seem to have of this figure that Rafina has summoned. And they all say, oh no! Who are you? How did you bring her here?
I take it those are rhetorical questions.
They're kind of directing them at you. Sorry. With more time, you're able to identify the rest of them. You also see Janet, Feeny, and Caddy.
Janet, Feeny, Caddy, Joan.
Raquel.
There was Raquel.
Monaco.
And Emmy. And Stella's dead.
Stella! For the last time, what are you all doing here?
You say that, and they all look towards the door where they have seen Strahd, and one of them sort of timidly says, "My lord, what do we do?"
I don't know how the heck to do this ruse, because now I have to figure out whether they know anything about these people that have been summoned to, like, if they know that people get summoned to Barovia, and whether they'd be my friends or not. Yeah. I would assume that nobody's my friend, usually. Strahd. Will either, but Strahd is who I'm talking about.
What a conundrum.
I don't know what to do. I'm sorry. That sucks.
Who are you looking at? I can't see. I can't see Will.
It's our Lord Strahd. We answer to him.
Strahd's here. Are you sure?
Look for yourself.
Nick, do you see Strahd through that door?
Nick looks over and he is wide-eyed. He says, yes! He hurt me! He's here!
Wait. What's wrong? Oh, what? Conference! And I call all the people in the room who are in my group over to me.
What?
Guys, come here!
I'm close enough.
What?
I'm close enough.
Lank is not moving. We're not having a freaking conference.
I want to discuss this without them hearing.
It's the first international booty conference.
Interdimensional.
I guess I would just laugh condescendingly like Strahd does and be like, explain to her what you're doing. Like, I'm amused by this. Strahd doesn't give a fuck about anything, so why not?
We came here. We
voluntarily?
Yes. We struck a deal with Strahd to we stay here. He teaches us things. He gives us things. We gain power. We don't hurt us.
Oh, stop rambling, Emmy. Is that Emmy?
Yep, that was Emmy.
Is that one of them?
It is one of them.
Awesome.
So, what's in the cauldron?
The cauldron? We were making healing potions.
Oh, fuck!
Oh, crap.
Just ruin them!
Here, we have some. Do you want? And they all pull out from their robes. It looks like they all have a vial.
I'm like, I don't know if you should give those to them. I mean, give them to me, of course.
Don't you think the mother's milk would make the healing potion better?
Gross. It came from a witch's teat, probably. I don't know, it said mother's milk, and it was from the witch's tower.
Maybe it was Baba Lasaga. That's my favorite witch mom.
That's your favorite witch's teat? Baba Lasaga's. Yo.
Why would you be making healing potions? Are you going against me? Are you trying to aid those who come to this land? That I use for my amusement.
No, they're valuable. They can be sold.
Yes, but they heal people, and I don't like that at all. I want everyone to be miserable, just like me.
Oh, I'm sorry. And they all dash them to the ground.
Oh no! No!
Rufina says, "Is that Strahd?" And she scoots over to the corner on the right, and she peers around the corner and looks at Strahd / Will.
And you hear in your head Nick's voice saying, "It's actually Will." And he doesn't have to whisper, but he's whispering.
And Rufina whispers out loud, "Oh, thanks." And she goes back to her corner. Who would you sell to? Who do you trade with? Here in the middle of nowhere.
There are many wretched creatures in this land, and it's also good practice. We're working on many things. We have a book of spells over there if you'd want it.
Yes, I do. Thank you.
I mean, if that's what Strahd decrees.
But why didn't you practice on making like a love potion to make Tatiana love me?
Oh, we can do that. Should we start on that?
But why didn't you do that before? You should already know that. And now she's a lake. I'm very upset. You need to work on a potion that makes a lake turn
we
back into a lake.
We tried to prevent that.
Where is Esmeralda?
Who?
Oh, come on. How could nobody in this place know where Esmeralda is?
Maybe you need to describe her.
She came in on a Batmobile.
Well, I know where she is, of course. I'm not going to tell you, though.
Strahd, hush!
Oh, okay.
Strahd is going to kill you.
Auntie Booty is scary.
No. I'm going to be especially awe-inspiring to these ladies if I can make Strahd shush.
Guys, Strahd won't tell us where she is, says Nick. What do we do?
He's kill him! Oh, sorry, I did not say that.
Ixnay on the ill K.
I don't know, man. I have, like, all these witches at my beck and call, Bathwack. Might want to not be trying to get anyone to kill me right now.
Well.
Lank decides to lie down and go to sleep.
Poor Lank. Well.
The dwarf is going to sleep in the presence of Aunt Booty!
Aunt Booty won't stand for that.
What
you know that,
What is Aunt
Booty
doing?
Glowering. She's glowering.
Chain smoking.
And the smoke is coming out of her ears. All of her orifices, just like on Beetlejuice.
Get me a spectral ashtray.
It's one of those situations where, you know, the silence is worse than if she yells. You know what I'm saying.
Exactly, yeah. Yes. And she's in the very small no-smoking zone on the ethereal plane.
No, I don't see anything.
Well, I feel like my work here is done.
When's the last time you guys were out of this room? Did you break my window in my great hall where that throne is?
No.
My throne?
No, no! We would never break anything of yours!
Have you not been out of here at all?
We've been through the castle as you've permitted us! We've been out and about. A few weeks ago, we went to Valaki in search of materials.
A few weeks ago. So you haven't seen it in the state that it is now, huh?
No.
It's all shitty. Yeah, go Strahd. High five myself.
Nick says, yeah, we did that, Strahd! Ha!
I don't know what role I'm playing right now, Nick. It's very confusing. But I like that. I like it when people are upset. So thanks. That's why I'm not killing you, Nick. Whatever your name is. I barely know who you are.
I like how you say his name, and then you say whatever your name is. You can't commit to being an asshole.
So do you guys want to come with us?
But how do you know her? I want to know.
She's from the Bear Toggle River Valley, where we came from.
This is a weird coincidence, and I need to have more information.
It's actually called the Bear Toggle River Lake Mountain Valley.
Resort.
Resort.
And spa. And event center.
Well, I have no idea what we're supposed to be doing with these people.
I invited them to come along, which I think would be hysterical if Eric had to play six more NPCs.
Epilogue, the party doubles.
I think Lank's going to keep swinging, so you know, I can whittle down those numbers for you if you want.
Looking out.
it's just weird. Like, so they're making a potion of healing potions. That's weird. And then there's lots of cats. And why are they here? If we let them survive, what will they do to us? Kill us if we're in the rest of the castle? You knew them as ne'er-do-wells, but I don't know that. So how do you know each other? Like, are you related?
They're ne'er-do-wells.
Uh-oh.
Is that, like, their last name?
Yeah, they were mischievous and irreverent. And...
I thought they were evil. I think I hired the worst people. This mischievous and irreverent doesn't sound good enough for my castle. You're fired!
Oh! I'm sorry, should we leave? What?
You sound too timid to be in my castle.
We're surrounded by fearful beings. There's you, there's this mysterious cloaked figure, and then there's Aunt Booty.
I don't understand. Why is Aunt Booty so scary?
Look at her!
Am I scared by her?
A little bit.
You're right. That's a little weird. But I'm Strahd. Nothing can defeat me in my own valley.
I really want the real Strahd to come up right behind you.
You think Nick is just still acting?
Yeah.
Just... pointing and just mouthing noiselessly. You're like, okay, Nick, take it down a notch.
Is there any, like, out of character, is there any information that we could get from these people or something that we want? What else do you have in here? What kind of, no, I can't ask that. Estrad wouldn't care. I'm not going to ask that.
We will let you leave. We will let you be in peace if you promise to cease being mischievous and irreverent.
Yes, yes, we promise, we promise!
And
Aunt Booty is watching.
Stay in this room.
Well, I feel like we accomplished a lot here.
I'm going to go look at their spell book, by the way. Of
course, I have it. I took it.
Oh, you took it? Yeah. Oh, I wasn't paying attention.
Oh, you picked it up?
Yes, they offered it to me, and I said thank you.
Well, I mean, they weren't like holding it out to you. It was roll over the other tape side back.
Well, I took it.
Well, you pick it up, and you take 8 psychic damage.
Uh-oh. Damn it.
As you feel just pure evil just flow up your arms.
Whoa. Oh.
Are you going to tell me about that pure evil feeling?
Yeah, I'm sure that people would want to know if it was actually evil.
Youch! Man, that sucks! She might say.
What happened? Did you, like, forget a bookmark?
Paper cut?
Is it overdue? It's an overdue library book?
Is that what I do?
What? Mine is something.
Mine is 10.
Yeah.
But I don't label it as psychic.
No.
All right, fine. Youch! My goodness. What is in this book? Why did it just zap me? What are you playing at, giving me a spell book that's...
It's never done that before! We've handled it plenty!
Lies! Okay, well... I don't think we're able to handle this book, guys. We're too... unmischievous and reverent.
Ooh. Can you toss it up in the air?
You need to speak louder.
Can you toss the book up in the air?
Well, I do after I touch it.
Oh, yeah? Can I cleave it in half with my sword?
Oh, please.
You can try.
Whoa!
I'm just curious. Hey! I mean, it's clearly doing something uncool.
Do it!
To Rafina.
You don't have a lot of time.
Roll an attack roll.
There's no time!
There's no time.
While he rolls that, what's Lank doing? Lank, I know you said you laid down, but I assumed that was being facetious.
Yes, that was being facetious. Like, we've got Aunt Booty, who has... This is her first appearance.
It is.
We've got these witches.
Episode 140, Aunt Booty shows up.
It's actually a cameo, right?
Lank, I think, is genuinely confused because he knows that the Strahd is not Strahd. Mm-hmm. But
yes,
yeah,
25.
He's keeping his action ready. He's thinking that this is probably going to end with more bloodshed.
Got it. Okay. Well, there is certainly pulp and book glue shed as Bathwack's sword cleaves this book in twain.
I did 10 damage to it. If that matters. Cool.
You don't Everyone's care. Like, cool, whatever.
You don't care.
Yeah, big man, cool. Chopping up a library book.
Good for you.
You're able to cleave right through it as opposed to cleaving right through it. You chop it neatly in half, and the pages kind of flutter to the floor. Some of them end up in the cauldron.
Hmm.
Ooh. All right.
And heal?
Yeah.
Did they cut
that Dewey Decimal number right in half.
So yeah, what are you guys going to do? You've got this huddled mass of halfling women in the corner.
Well, I mean, I'm waiting to hear what Strahd tells us to do.
What?
Wow.
Because, I mean, or Rafina.
You're right next to me, right?
Aunt Booty. I mean, they all seem to be in charge here. Aunt Booty's not mad at me for cutting that book in half, is she?
Why would she care?
Glowering in general.
She's glowering at you.
I mean, you feel like she's mad at you, but you felt like that before.
I'm going to keep my sword drawn and kind of start sidling out the room.
I think that's wise, yes. Yeah. I say, I will be back, probably, with Aunt Booty, probably, and we will check on you, jerks.
Okay, we'll stay right here, whatever you say.
And please be nice to those cats, because right now they're in a very bad temper.
Well, those are our familiars. Of course we will.
Well, that explains that.
Well, they are very crabby, so you need to be nicer to them.
Oh, okay.
They're apparently very well fed, though.
Really?
Yeah. They didn't like my turnips.
Oh. It's not the way you tell if a cat is hungry. A cat would rather die than eat a turnip. Radish. Radish.
Oh, I don't know what it is. It's some kind of...
Your cat loves turnips.
Some kind of root vegetable.
You need to be louder.
Root vegetable!
Is the book still legible? Like, he cut it in half, but does that mean that it's, like...
The half that didn't fall in the cauldron is probably still legible.
Oh, it's, like, half of it fell in the
cauldron? No, not half of it, but a bunch of it did.
Don't touch it, Strahd!
It's not bound anymore, but it's not...
I'm just curious, because I want to be like, so do you need that book to make anything or do anything? You guys have no knowledge... On your own?
It's certainly helpful! But if you need it, sir, of course you may have it.
Well, I was going to say that, I mean, now you can't work on anything and you're useless! But,
we'll piece it together, I promise!
Because I was going to say you should look into something. I heard that there's someone coming here to try to take over my entire valley. And he seems to be demon-like, and I think you need to work on something to imprison a demon. And I say that actually with actual hope that they might do something.
Yes, sir, we will! We will, we promise!
Right. And then if you find that out, come find me. I might look different.
Oh my god.
Yeah, but I'll be with these guys.
Pork fried dice. Serious role playing.
I could look like anybody.
But if you find that out, come find us. We're probably going to be in this castle for a while.
I'll be wearing a blue kerchief, so you'll know where I am.
I'll think twice before insulting that vat of bear brains.
I don't know, man. Vat of bear brains.
So it seems like everybody's making their exit.
I guess.
What about you, Lank? Are you just going
to
chop them all to bits? Back out of the room, but he isn't going to attack again, no.
Okay.
I'm going to elbow Strahd on the way out. How's it hanging?
Wait, you don't know that he's not Strahd?
No, he's Strahd. I'm just elbowing him.
You really elbowing Strahd?
Yeah. Hey.
We're just taking this for granted. Like, hey, Strahd.
Hey, Strahd.
Yeah, I know.
Nice to see you.
They don't know your relationship with Strahd.
Yeah.
I know, but...
It's always great seeing you. Look forward to seeing you at the bar later.
I see. Yeah. It's because you're being respectful of your foe. I see.
It's because told them, right?
Didn't they have no idea whether or not we're friends or foes.
Oh, maybe did he brought? Was it a broadcast brain text?
Idea. I'm assuming that the rest of you, having experienced Will's proclivity to be Strahd, would assume. I just chose to.
There's no way Strahd is here.
Nick, not think that because
okay, we would be in such peril right now.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Okay.
All right, so you leave, and Rafina knows that Aunt Booty is going to stay there for 8 hours.
Yeah.
Glowering down at them.
That's right.
Wow.
So I was afraid for a minute that she had to go with me, but I'm glad that she can stay there.
You can even slam the door behind
you. Because that was ideal. Oh, and I will. I'm going to use my magic to slam the door as we go.
Wham!
If you slam that door, I'm going to turn quickly to everyone and be like, are we really seriously just leaving them there? Like, to kill us later? Is that what we're doing?
They didn't kill us now. They barely even tried.
They didn't kill us now because they think I'm Strahd.
We but killed
I'm not actually
them.
Strahd.
You can be Strahd again.
There are only six now.
Yeah.
I don't think it'll be a problem.
Plus, aren't they going to make that cool thing for... Wait, they're going to make that for Strahd, right? Says Nick.
Yep.
Yeah, what was that thing all about? Fake Strahd.
I was just making up a job assignment for them.
Busy work.
Yeah, so they won't
leave
the room.
That was very specific busy work.
Yes, it was.
Get up
I'm
all
brilliant.
The numbers, 1 to 1,000,000, and get back to
us. So is anything... anybody gonna do anything more? Are you gonna try to bar the door or anything like that?
We?
Or are you gonna just leave them be?
Should we do some? I mean, should we kill them? Or I feel like we should kill them.
I'm looking forward to killing them later.
Oh no, when we're facing Strahd.
Lank, should we kill them now?
They won't be around when we're killing Strahd.
They seem like... So, I don't know.
You knew them? You know them, Rafina?
Well, yeah, they're halflings. They're practically human.
You know all halflings?
I mean, when they show up again, Aunt Booty will kill them. It'll be fine.
I mean, I feel like we have a talking point with them. You hush up about Aunt Booty. I'll tell you later.
All right.
Why don't we just move this gigantic L-shaped table in front of the door? Really, anything that we do, the cats will just come and rescue them.
They were throwing, like, energy bolts at us. I don't think moving a desk in front of the door is going to do anything.
Yeah, I agree.
Should we kill them?
But they're halflings, and they have the Aunt Booty talking point here. We could use that.
Okay, and so how long is Aunt Booty sticking around?
He's going to be here for another 8 hours or so.
Okay, so we have to kill Strahd in 8 hours. Can we do it, guys?
Clock is ticking.
Yeah, we've got 8 hours.
Wait, let me put that on my Fitbit.
8 hours in game time. That's like 4 months
at least.
Yeah, if we hurry.
If we hurry. Agreed.
Will's just anxious that we would leave these six powerful witches.
Yeah,
I would.
I'm inclined to agree here. Let's finish them off.
Well, if you insist, but they are halflings, and I know from whence they've come.
Right, and you said that they were ne'er-do-wells and incorrigible, or whatever else you said. Lank's heading to the door.
They just need a good scolding.
I'm actually happy
to leave them here.
Okay. So me and Lank versus Rafina and Bathwack. All right.
Okay.
What happened to
roll
Lady
for
Girl?
All right.
Yeah, roll for initiative. Round one fight.
Hey, you guys forgot about Nick.
Nick.
What do you want to do, Nick?
Nick sort of sits back against the desk, and he's just like looking between both factions, and he's like, "Convince me."
Oh. Okay. Well,
look.
Nick.
They're gonna be here. Hey, shut up. They're gonna be here.
Oh,
This guy, Nick says, "Wow, this guy has some charisma. Go on."
They're gonna be here for at least 8 hours. They were,
if they're actually convinced by this Aunt Booty thing and not just, you know, putting on a show for our sake, the way we're putting on a show for their sake.
That's true, but you know, they were. Look, they're hardly a threat. We screwed up their healing potion. They broke their healing potions on the floor.
How injured are you guys?
You killed one of them.
Could I point out that they did? I mean, I don't know how to put this without quantifying it in game terms, but they did.
Are you dying?
I'm not dying. No, but if they keep attacking me, I'm going to die. I don't have to be dead in order to prove that somebody is deadly.
Right. Unfortunately, Bathback can't take no for an answer.
Well,
yeah, I haven't insisted yet, but I'm getting close.
I think that it is a ridiculously...
We've got to cover our flank here.
Right! Like, we're in Strahd's castle. I know that I look like Strahd when I switch back to myself, and I'm like, I know that I looked like Strahd, but I am not actually Strahd. We still have to fight that guy, and there's a coven of witches here.
We killed... I can never remember the guy's name. Will killed him. I'm sorry, who?
Rahadin.
We killed the maid, slash whoever
and,
she was.
You know, I'm gonna say I'm not sure I killed Rahadin. I've been thinking about that one. Not sure about that.
You killed his vessel. Anyway.
His vessel.
He disappeared, and you guys, he disappeared.
Can't we put them into a box and leave the immovable rod across it?
How are they all going to fit in that box?
Well, we'll shrink them.
Also, they have magical powers.
Right.
How magical could they be? They're halflings.
The truth is, I don't actually care. And I also totally failed the persuasion check because I rolled a 3, so...
And I'm actually happy. I'm happy to kill them, too, but Rafina needs to complain a little bit.
Yeah, like, Rafina... That's why I was asking you, because, like, would Rafina have qualms? Like, are these people evil, or are they ne'er-do-wells? Like,
right.
I'm acting like Will, saying, let's just kill them so we don't have to deal with them. But if Rafina actually has a problem with us killing these people who might not necessarily be evil, I don't know. How evil are they? That's why I keep asking that. Like, how evil are they? Did they kill people? Let's kill them.
They had an evil spell book, and we chopped it in half.
It was evil?
Well, it must have been, because it...
It hurt
me.
It felt evil, Rafina. definitely felt evil.
Right. Yeah. Okay, that's interesting. Are they evil people? I mean, I don't care. Will does not care that they're evil. They're witches. They tried to kill us, and it doesn't make sense to leave them in this castle.
Well, Aunt Booty is a badass, but she's not evil. And that's why...
She's not really there, is she?
Well, what I'm saying, Link, is that they are Aunt Booty's descendants, and they are of her stock, and Aunt Booty is not evil. So I know that they didn't come from evil. I don't know what has turned them evil, if they are. Oh, I have qualms, says Rafina. But well, do as you must.
Bathrak just flipped. All right, yeah, let's kill him.
I'm not okay.
Lang doesn't need any more convincing than that. I'm going back.
I'm not going to need to participate. I'm not going to participate, but I. So I'm going to go and pat the bear.
All right. So Rafina stays out, and the rest of you wade back into the room to slaughter these women.
Oh my god.
That you've thoroughly cowed.
Oh, this is terrible. All right. Yes, that's what Will would do.
Got it. All right. So let's see.
Oh my god.
Rafina doesn't help. So, basically, you go back in.
Oh my god, you guys! It's the way that Eric is posing this. It sounds like we're, like, evil
making
right
the worst
now.
Choice possible.
We're just killing all these women.
Through the battle, Will, you take 7 damage.
Oh my god. Oh my god!
Bathwack, you take 9. Oof.
Oh no.
Sorry, Lank, you took 16. Damage.
Oh, but they're not deadly. Asshole turtle.
Well, if you didn't try to you kill them, you might not have gotten any suffering.
As one of them changed their form and claws slashed you across the face, that's what you say to Bathwack as your blood sprays across the room. Asshole turtle. Despite Rafina's lack of involvement, Aunt Booty actually proves to be a very helpful companion, because anytime one of them gets within 10 feet of it, they have to take a save. They have to save or take 20 radiant damage.
Oh, whoa!
This happens 3 times, and then Aunt Booty vanishes. They sort of rally a little bit at that, which is where your biggest hit occurred, Lank. One of them ends up head first into the cauldron, sort of drowning away its last hit points.
Oh my god.
But in pretty short order, you're able to dispatch of all of these women.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Rafina's saying to herself outside, and they're going to expect
now
me to heal them all.
Oh my
Raquel, god. Monaco, Feeny, Janet, Emmy, Caddy, and Stella all lay dead in the room. The heckle stands are no more.
So what happens to their familiars?
I don't know. You haven't checked on them.
Oh my god.
But I mean, is there a rule, like, when a character dies, what happens to its familiar?
Probably. I don't know it offhand.
How, like, is it very clear that they are evil when we're fighting them, or do I feel, like, some semblance of guilt in slaughtering a bunch of...
Will doesn't feel any guilt.
Okay, cool.
Bathwack has a pretty good sense of good and evil, and he thinks they're evil.
Okay. I'm fairly convinced they're evil, so...
Okay.
I was just happy to leave him there for the time being, because I think we could kill
not
him.
Not worth the trouble. Okay. So, yeah. You don't really find anything of value on their bodies.
Hmm.
The spell book is, it contains spells, but handling it does prove harmful to anybody in the party.
Okay.
You don't think the liquid in the cauldron does much of anything right now.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it was going to before, you don't really know. It's been neutralized through various means. But yeah.
Ugh, we all come out of the room, we're all, like, bloody and shit, and, like, Rafina and my brother are standing there, and that just seems so creepy and weird. I guess that they're evil, but, man, that seems kind of wrong.
I'm not so sure about what we did, but I'm sure they were evil.
And we can all ponder the moral ramifications of this.
Yikes.
And think about it for next time on Pork Fried Dice, where we have to figure out where the fuck you're gonna go next.
Because there aren't any more doors to open in here.
No, there aren't. This seems to be a dead end.
You better figure out between now and then what the cat's situation will be, because we're going to go right through their lair.
And you got to think about where you're going to go.
Yeah. I don't remember. There was like a tower we wanted to go in, right? Or no?
Did we? Bathwack was pretty fixated on the super super high spire.
Yeah.
Which is kind of next to this tower, but you don't know of any way to get in there
yet. Yeah, we don't know how to get in. Yeah.
Okay. I'd still like to go there. That's true. We thought that this wing would take us there, but
you thought you hoped it would
to be,
I think.
Anyway. Yeah.
Well, now that they're dead, can't we do that little dead trick with them again? Where it's the yes, no questions.
I have to ask all these questions to all these dead ladies that just died.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't have to tell the truth, right?
They're going to be like, you should have asked us when we were alive.
I think they do tell the truth, but it can be vague and like, okay. They don't have to, like, yeah, it's like cryptic and stuff. So it doesn't necessarily have to be super.
They don't try to be helpful.
Yeah, they're not like, here's the answer. So,
yeah. Yeah,
so it's basically the best spell that I've ever taken.
We should look around to see if there are ways to get out of here. Other doors, other passages. Yeah.
So does anybody know where the Hecklestan's names came from?
The Berenstain Bears? I don't know.
Nope.
Hecklestand?
Hecklestan's.
Phalange Pot? Hecklestand.
And their first names have meaning too.
I was trying to you were saying all their names.
The first three that I just listed off there at the end are probably the most.
What were they? Raquel?
Raquel, Monaco, and Feeny.
I mean, Mr. Feeny.
No. Nope.
Boy Meets World. Mm. Raquel Welsh.
Nope.
Yeah.
Rachel. Phoebe.
They're the friends!
And Monica.
When you said Monaco, I was like, oh, it's from Friends, but I didn't put it. The rest
yeah.
Of
the wait. So Heckles stand. Oh, Mr. Heckles. Mr. Heckles.
Oh, Mr. Heckles. Oh, nice job, Eric. That's awesome. Wait, oh, weren't there seven of them?
Yeah, there were. There was Janet.
Janice.
It's Janet. Yeah, yeah.
Emmy.
Yeah, Chandler.
Emma, their daughter. The daughter.
Emma. Okay. It's Emmy. Caddy.
Caddy. I don't know.
That's Katie. She was a more minor character. She was.
Like Rachel's
girlfriend.
Sister? Oh, Katie. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. There was the, yeah.
And Stella was the last one.
I don't know who Stella was.
It's Estelle.
Oh,
Estelle, the agent.
The Aunt Booty of Friends.
Yes, the total Aunt Booty of Friends.
And so they were, because they're from your village or whatever, Phalange Pot, Rafina Phalange Pot. It's everyone from that village. Is a Friends themed person.
I just had
hysterical.
Very good.
Put
it
right out there.
That's nice. Awesome.
And if any listeners got that before we just explained it all explicitly, good job.
Yeah.
Give us a 5-star review and...
Greg's like, I've never seen Friends.
Haven't seen much of it, no.
Are there any friends left?
In this world, no. They're all dead.
Wow.
Yeah, it's true. He slaughtered them.
I guess you haven't run into Sandler yet, or...
Alex feels kind of bad.
Or Moss.
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.